Hi, I'm David Boyer, and I want to let you know we're in our March membership campaign. We are listener-supported radio, and twice a year, we ask for your help. I invite you to contribute right now to support local independent journalism. Go to kalw.org and click donate. Thanks.
KALW.
It's day two of the shelter-in-place order for the San Francisco Bay Area. We're starting today's show with the latest update on the effort to contain the novel coronavirus. Here's KALW's news director, Ben Trefney.
We'll start with the numbers. As of the latest count, there are 598 positive cases of COVID-19 in California, not including folks still on the Grand Princess cruise ship, which is still docked in Oakland with crew members on board. 13 people in California have died. The expectation is that all those numbers are going to rise, and rise quickly. As Bay Area residents get used to the new normal, the economic impacts are becoming clear. BART, for example, is suffering mightily. Ridership is down 85% or more, and the agency is looking to ask the state government for $55 million to offset loss in revenue. All the state's campgrounds have closed, though trails and beaches not attached to campgrounds remain opened, and almost every school in the state is shut down at this point. The expectation was that would be until early April, until Governor Gavin Newsom dropped an opinion that floored many Californians.
Let me be candid. This is a very sober thing to say, and I can't say this with certainty, but I can say this quite learnedly. Don't anticipate schools are going to open up in a week. Please don't anticipate in a few weeks. And I say that because one needs to be honest, and I need to be accountable to you. I don't want to mislead you. To 6+ million kids in our system and their families. They need to make some plans at a time when a lot of plans are already being curtailed. But planning with kids is some of the most challenging planning. I would plan and assume that it's unlikely that many of these schools, few if any, will open before the summer.
Yeah, that became big news. And it surprised and upset many parents and their kids. Some question whether distance learning is viable, and others are just as concerned about the loss of their children's social activities. We've been working with high school students around the Bay Area as part of our podcast TBH, by, about, and for teenagers. So we reached out to one of the reporters, Hannah Nee. She's a senior at Presentation High School in San Jose. Administrators there decided to send students home and moved all teaching online about a week ago. Here are her thoughts about how that's going.
Online learning, I found, is actually not that bad. There's a lot of really great software that allows teachers to project their screens, send and receive assignments, and give tests. And I've been really appreciative that my school has the infrastructure and resources to adapt to this current crisis. But online learning, by no means do I think, is a good substitute for physical learning, like where you're physically inside a classroom. The other day, one of my teachers, she actually called WebEx, which is the platform we use, a zoo, because the teacher's face is always projected on the screen, but depending on the platform, students don't have to show their face, which is what we all usually choose to do because it's just kind of awkward. So the teachers are just talking to a blank screen the entire time, and everyone feels kind of robotic and strange. So yeah, it's definitely a weird thing that is happening in the age of coronavirus. Outside of school, my friends and I are all kind of freaking out. Since we're seniors, we're worried about things like graduation and prom being canceled, which are two events that are basically the pinnacles of your high school experience. There have been talks about hosting virtual proms through Club Penguin or Zoom, and I'm trying to imagine it in my head, but I honestly can't see it working out, or at least giving us the experience we want, where we can dress up together, dance all night long, take pictures, and share unhealthy food. And as trivial as that sounds, I've been looking forward to doing these activities with my friends since freshman year.
That's high school senior Hannah Nee, a reporter for our podcast TBH, who's sheltering in place in San Jose. On the other end of the age spectrum, we understand that people over the age of 65 are generally considered to be amongst the most at risk of contracting the disease. And some supermarkets are setting aside hours exclusively for senior citizens, since shopping for food is still allowed under current shelter-in-place rules. Markets making that extra effort include Albertsons and Safeways, where senior citizens and at-risk people can shop between 7 and 9 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Also, Rainbow Market in San Francisco is adjusting its store hours so people over the age of 60 can shop between 9 and 10 a.m. every day. And finally, while grocery stores are doing a bang-up business right now, restaurants are pretty much not. Now that Bay Area residents can't eat out, many establishments are finding themselves forced to discard their food. That's where a group like Food Runners can help. The nonprofit picks up leftover food from restaurants and caterers and delivers it to people in need. According to its director, the organization has more than 80 new volunteers, so they're able to take food that would otherwise go bad and put it to good use. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Trefney is KALW's news director, and our news team is providing updates at our website, kalw.org. And tell us what you want to know. Call our newsroom at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Or send your questions to news@kalw.org.